This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Let's continue our study of 1 Thessalonians by looking at chapter 2. We can start by asking the question, are you getting the right spiritual input? I'm not a nutritionist, but I'm skeptical about the claim made by a company that promotes their cereal as the breakfast of champions. Would they want someone to privately investigate this claim? If the champions pictured on the cereal box were not paid, would they still make this claim? When considering eternal issues, you want to be sure the input you get will enable you to find truth and apply it to your life. Paul shares how he and his team related to these people and provided the encouragement and insight they needed to experience new life in Christ. Since their experience was so life-changing and exemplary, it would be wise to consider the kind of input they received and how we can get the same kind of input for our spiritual growth. If I were to do a chapter study of 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, I think the title could be Personal Encouragement, or in a more direct way, Getting the Right Help. For the key verse, I chose part of verse 4. We speak as men approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. As we continue this study, we'll summarize the thrust of the chapter, list questions we have, and note some cross-references. Then we'll build an outline and develop some applications. I trust you will join us for this journey, and your life will be enriched.